It's City Desk, with news and views from City Hall in Biloxi. And now our program, City Desk, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, July 2 at 10:41 in the morning. We have a big weekend coming up here in Biloxi, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But first, let me bring in our Chief Administrative Officer, David Nichols, who's going to tell us how we've already had a big week. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning, William and Vincent. Good to be here. What are you referring to, Vincent?
Well, the City Council meeting let's deal with that. Well, I'll tell you what, since we have the guest here, let's bring him in. We would like to welcome in for the first time in his new role with the City of Biloxi, the City's new Chief of Civic Innovation and Development, Mr. F. Cliff Kirkland. Good morning, Cliff.
You sure I have to do this in this part of this job?
This is an innovative program, by the way, right, David?
That's right. This is a podcast, so mm-hmm. I mean we're right on cutting edge here.
We don't need this guy. We're already innovative.
No, Cliff, you know you've been here working since Mayor Gilich has taken office. You know, just unfortunately you hadn't been getting paid, but now you're going to start getting paid and. As everybody the mayor likes to tell everybody, you know, he walks fast and he talks fast, and he does do that, and he has more ideas than about how to get things done and how we need to be doing things and how we need to be moving into the next generation of things we're going to be doing. So, that kind of leads us up to your job. So what you got to say about it?
Well, the first assignment I was given this morning was to move a 20-pound watermelon that was presented here to City Hall to the mayor. So obviously we have to make a quick advance in technology, but I think we're capable of handling it. So I'm looking forward to it. It's fun to be back working for the city. It's been quite a while since I had that pleasure before, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to serve my hometown.
Now, what are some of the things, from what I understand, what Mayor Gilich is doing is that he has created a development team, and that team will be led by, obviously, the mayor, but the point person for development in Biloxi is going to be you, Cliff Kirkland, and you have a team that the mayor has assembled, that being David Nichols, the Chief Administrative Officer, Gerald Blessy, the city attorney, and Frank Genzer, city architect, not a full-time position, but explain about this team concept and how you see it working, and explain Frank's role too.
Well, I think the city's fortunate to have someone like Frank join the mayor's development team. He's got a tremendous body of work that I think all of us are familiar with. He does a great historic architectural business, and the mayor, of course, is focused on the history of Biloxi in terms of development, and he likes to evoke the concepts, the ideologues, the memories of Biloxi that he had growing up, and wants to recapture some of that in the spirit of our development going forward, especially along the waterfront. And Frank is an ideal person to do that. And, of course, the city for a long time now has had the benefit of David Nichols and the Chief Administrative Officer's job, and the mayor's looked forward to using his experience and knowledge in regards of advancing that program. And Gerald's just going to tie everything together and make sure we're doing things the right way. And, of course, as we all know, Gerald has a tremendous mind, very dedicated to Biloxi. And I think the city of Biloxi is fortunate to have him back here working for the city more so than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I noticed in the resolution appointing Frank Genzer as essentially a city architect was that there were a number of places that were identified in the city that could use some focus, I guess.
Well, certainly Division Street and the new entrance to Keesler is important. As we all know, as the mayor's made evident before now, it's important to protecting the future of Keesler, so therefore it's important to the city and all the jobs that are out there and the economy that is generated through Keesler. But the mayor also has asked Frank to look at some of the things close to his heart, including waterfront development and the east end of town, specifically Point Cadet area. And of course Frank has some tremendous ideas in that regard, and I think our goal now as a team is to be creative in finding ways to finance some of the vision that the mayor has and to expedite. So that's a challenge we face right now.
Another one, we're going into the waterfront, and it was, you talked about how the mayor evokes history so often, and one of the things I still laugh every time, my heart laughs every time he says it, because my parents said this all the years I was growing up. My grandma and grandpa Kaluz always said this, and that is Keesler Field is what they referred to it as. Anyway, West Biloxi, Front Beach. Gerald Blessy did these master plans years and years ago. Looks like we're going back to the beach.
Well, I think the beach is, of course, part of Biloxi's history. For those of us, I think, standing in this room right now, the beach was here when we were born. It's been here our whole lives. It's important to us. It's a sense of place. It's certainly a sense of community for Biloxi, and especially a tourism town like we are. But there's always been a lot of tremendous plans about waterfront development and along the beachfront, along the Back Bay. I think we have some people in place now that are going to see that to fruition. I certainly hope so, and that's the goal that the mayor has, and he's made that abundantly clear to me, to David, to Gerald, to Frank.
I'm guessing one of the biggest things that Cliff, you're going to be doing on the innovative side is being a part of this initiative that we have heard so much about, and you know what I'm talking about.
That would be the ultra-high-speed internet, which has new name every day. It starts out with broadband expansion, went to gigabyte, to gigabit, to super-fast, to ultra-speed internet. But it's part of the mayor's vision, obviously, is to increase technology in the city of Biloxi for two purposes. One, that's so the citizens here can be able to access the world much quicker than we have been, but more so for the development of new jobs. Economies around the country are tying growth and expansion to technology, and we're kind of lagging behind in that regard, as we unfortunately do in many areas. But there's no reason that poor little Mississippi can't be on the same level, same playing field as San Francisco, as New York City, as Chicago, as other centers of commerce and tourism, in terms of technology, and he's adamant that we're going to do that. So we're loading for bear, going after it.
Okay, David, we're going to switch gears for a moment. We talked about the new chief of innovation and development in the city. We've talked about city architect, essentially, Frank Genzer, and we also have another thing that happened this week, and that was the mayor's beautification initiative that he wants to see this city looking a lot better. But the big thing that is going to be announced later today, David, involves the city's legal representation.
Right. You know, one thing that Mayor Blessy, boy, that
is. Say Mayor Holloway.
Yeah. Mr. Gerald Blessy has brought to us is, he is. You know, wanting to do the general legal work for the city, but he realizes that some of this may be beyond his expertise. And so we're going out with the RFP today for a number of categories for legal services.
I was impressed with the number of services. We go essentially from A to Z. We start out with annexation. We go all the way down to workman's compensation. And in between, you see cemetery issues. You see eminent domain. You see tort claims. You see debt collection. You even see intellectual property. Does this mean, David, we're going to be going out hiring that we wanted 33 categories? So are we going to have 33 attorneys working for us? And since annexation's number one, are we going to be annexing something tomorrow?
No, absolutely not. We'll take annexation. You know, we don't have any reason to annex now. But that is what we have spent legal services on in the recent past. And so, in the mayor wanting to be more transparent and Gerald wanting to be more transparent, they said, okay, let's do RFPs for all these services, and we'll get us a list of qualified firms that can do these things. And so we'll have a list, and one of the things that Gerald really came up with, I thought it was really innovative, that Cliff had nothing to do with, but he asked for innovative ways to get paid for their services. You know, instead of just an hourly rate of pay for an attorney, is there another way that that we could pay you. That would be benefit to the attorney as well as a great benefit to the city. So we're going to take a look at getting those proposals and maybe get some real innovation from the community.
When I first saw alternative methods of payment, I thought maybe we were going to take them over to farmers market and let them pick out some produce. But what I read was is that it could be something that is attached to the outcome of the case.
That's right. You know, so it'll be a number of different ways. And, that goes back to how, attorneys and doctors used to get paid by pigs and chickens and watermelons. it won't be that. They could get real creative in how they would handle particular cases.
And the most important thing you said, too, I believe, was that it's all transparent. So everybody's going to know up front, and anybody has the ability, any attorney has the ability to be able to, we're not looking for bids, we're looking for proposals.
That's correct. You know, just because, this attorney may have a lower rate, they may not be the best attorney for that job, you know.
The other thing that's going to be looked at, and you can read this story now on the city's website, and the advertisement is there, but it shows you some of the possible alternative methods, and it also shows you the considerations, the criteria. One of the things that's going to be looked at is the hourly rate. Another thing is going to be your commitment to the community. And when I say hourly rate or other methods of payment, your commitment to the community. Where is your office? What have you been involved in the past? And, of course, your experience. And, David, we got this big 4th of July show coming up on July 4th at 9 o'clock.
That's right. We got over at MGM Park. We've got all day. And you can they've got activities all day for both kids and adults. And Cliff's going to be up there on the slippery slide going down, and he'll be doing innovative moves on the way down.
Speaking of that, one of your jobs is still to bring things over to MGM Park, and you've had a hand in bringing this thing on the 4th of July. The city is sort of a sponsor of it as well. Explain a little bit about what's going to be happening on what they're hoping is going to be a new tradition on Independence Day.
Well, it's a family-friendly event, and obviously with July 4th and the fireworks, etc. It attracts children and families, and so we want to provide additional entertainment during the day. The city always has a tremendous fireworks show every year on the night of July 4th. This is an opportunity to expose the stadium to people that may not come to baseball games, to provide family entertainment. There'll be live entertainment as well. People can bring their children, and they can ride some of the rides all day. And maybe if they're lucky, we'll have a balloon water throw and they can chunk them at me or something. But it's just an opportunity for the city to take better advantage of the stadium and what it can be used for. And I can say that this will be the first time this has been mentioned yet, but I have finalized an agreement with the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame to have an event inside the stadium next year. We had hoped to do it this year, but because the stadium wasn't open until it was open, that we had to delay it because of their schedule. But we're going to have an event for families, Saints fans, and children inside the stadium next year, right before the season begins.
Excellent, excellent. So we want to remind people it's going to be all day 4th of July. The details are on the city's website. In addition to that, there's the fireworks show at 9 o'clock. On Independence Day, July 4th, and the best viewing would be essentially from the Biloxi Lighthouse all the way down to Point Cadet, where the Golden Nugget is. You'll be able to see the fireworks. And we should also mention there's a huge festival going on down at Point Cadet, and it's called the Sea Creatures Festival. You can get information about that on the city's website, too. Anything else, David?
No, that wraps it up. Everybody have a safe weekend, and remember that fireworks are not legal in the city of Biloxi, so our patrolmen will be out and be answering calls, and so we appreciate the cooperation of our citizens on that. Drive safe, don't drink and drive.
Very well said. I don't know, Cliff, David, you just can't say enough about what William Sackett brings to this show.
This portion of our program is a very special dedication to each and every one of our listeners to have a very safe and wonderful July 4th. You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.